So what is a midnight visit?
Well, a midnight visit is a choose-your-own-adventure style immersive theatre experience.
Mm.
So it's unlike any theatre you will have experienced before. You're invited into our abandoned warehouse that we've completely made over, with over 34 different rooms to discover. That's 36 different sound worlds to discover.
Wow.
And a cast of characters that you meet on your journey. It's all based on the work and life of Edgar Allan Poe, who is, you know, the godfather of the macabre and detective stories and sci-fi and fantasy. So it's given us great scope to really dream up some spooky, dark, fantastic experiences for people when they come into our wonderful warehouse.
Wow. So can you tell us a bit more about what inspired the installation?
Yeah, we really wanted to create a piece of theatre where audiences had agency over their experience, where they defined what their experience was, as in, you know, you move around, you can follow characters, you can decide to go into rooms or not go into rooms. And we felt that horror and, you know, fantasy and sci-fi was really something that people wanted to engage in further, and that was a great basis for a spooky Wonderland. We also wanted to create a playground, really, for adults, in that, you know, it's a real adventure land, and there is that wonderful opportunity to discover and explore and piece together puzzles. There's secret rooms and things to kind of reveal that will reveal themselves to you if you are curious and clever, and you know, promoted creativity and exploration, and yeah, that was what propelled us.
Wow, that sounds really awesome. Although I have to say, when you said that our audience members get the choice to go into a room or not, I feel like I'd miss out because I'm so scared of everything. I'd be too scared to go into anything. I'd have to have someone drag me in to actually experience it.
I think you'd be surprised at how brave you become through the experience. And, you know, it is spooky. It is, there are some, you know, scares and frights in there. But there's, you know, That's what I mean. People have complete control over what they experience, and you know, our characters, they'll invite you. There are opportunities to have, you know, intimate one-on-one performance experiences with our characters. They'll invite you into areas.
Sorry, I nervous giggled then. I don't know why. I'm already scared. I've got such a fright. Sorry.
If you don't want to follow them in, you don't have to, but they're pretty encouraging and pretty convincing. And I have to say, there's some really special moments where there's some really special moments in store if you are brave and bold.
Wow.
But we've actually got a whole cohort of new characters and new tricks that we're bringing to the party actually for tomorrow night for Halloween. So we've got some incredible artists joining the party. Musicians, circus artists, dancers. We've got a bloodied ballerina. We've got an asylum inmate that performs on the lira, the aerial hoop, and contortion.
Oh my goodness!
We've got a deranged sailor who tap dances through a whole quartet of secret rooms.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
Yes, yeah, so we've got extra fun happening tomorrow night.
So you're mentioning all of these characters, and you said that you remade a whole warehouse and taking into account costuming and makeup and all that. How many people have to be involved to produce a night like this?
Well, for the show in totality, we're running for 3 months, and then the building gets pulled down, so we can't
run
it further. Yeah, but to produce the entire show, it's been a 5 month build process, as well as obviously all of the conceptual work that we did in advance of that. So yeah, it's a huge amount of work. And we were doing a rough little tally the other day, and, you know, we think there's you know, well over 120 artists who have been involved along the way and in different capacities. So, yeah, it's been a real collaborative effort, and a huge amount of creativity has been brought to the table. And, you know, we've come up with some really wonderful, strange and you know, innovative and unusual ways for people to experience something, you know, something impactful and meaningful in a fun environment, you know, where you're not constrained to sitting in a theatre seat.
Yeah, breaking down the fourth wall and every single wall eventually by the sounds of it.
Exactly. We did knock down quite a few walls in that warehouse.
So, why not add the fourth?
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Kirsten.